Father God, I decree and declare peace on this earth. Father God, I thank you for prosperity for every coin of the realm. Father God, I decree and declare a new level of faith. Father, I decree and declare strength and healing. Father God, I decree and declare prosperity like never before. Father, I thank you and decree and declare open doors right now. Father God, I decree and declare no weapon formed against any wellness line shall prosper. Father God, I decree and declare love and success. Father God, I decree and declare new doors of opportunity that are opening unto your people. Father God, I thank you that you keep a hedge of protection around your people. Father God, I decree and declare grace, mercy, and strength. Father God, I thank you that all things are coming together according to your timetable, Lord. Father, I decree and declare I decree and declare you keep it a hedge of protection around the homeless and the elderly, Lord. I decree and declare victory right now in Jesus' almighty name. Amen and amen. Please open up the corner pew so we can pray in our heavenly languages.
My name
I am a man of the Lord. And Father God, we just thank you. We thank you, Father God, for another prayer call. We thank you, Father God, for this space of prayer. Father God, we thank you for this space of faith. Lord God, we thank you and we declare that the blessings of the Lord make the rich and addeth no sorrow. And Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for the confidence and the peace that you give us, Lord God, that surpasses all understanding, Lord God. We come forth lifting up those on the prayer list, Lord God, and we ask that you perfect those things that concerns them, Lord God. We thank you for the healing, Lord God. We thank you for the covering, Lord God. We thank you for the protection, Lord God. We just thank you for the miracles, Lord God. We thank you for the victory. We thank you for the triumph, Lord God. We just thank you for all of those things that you're doing, Lord God, and the things that you've done at the cross, Lord God, with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for whom the Son set free is free indeed, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that Jesus came to give us life and that more abundantly, Lord God. We thank you for the increase. We thank you, Father God, for the wealth. We thank you, Father God, for the prosperity. We thank you, Father God, for the open windows, Lord God, the open doors, the opportunities, the newness, Lord God, the new businesses, Lord God, the promotions, Lord God, the new jobs, Lord God, just the new faith and the new space of being that your people are walking into in this season of the Deuteronomy 8 and 18. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for the law of abundance, Lord God. We thank you for the things that you are doing on our lives, Lord God. We thank you for the reward that you're bringing forth to your people as we dutifully and diligently seek you, Lord God. We thank you for the wisdom, Lord God. We thank you for the revelation, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for being the light to our path and the lamp to our feet, Lord God. We thank you for ordering our steps and showing us, Lord God, that you will begin to lead us and guide us and magnify your presence in our life, Lord God, so we shall lean on you, Lord God, and not our own understanding. We should acknowledge you in all our ways and delight ourselves in you. I thank you, Father God, for the confidence. I thank you, Father God, just for this space to pray our faith and eradicate our fears. But you did not give us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and confidence, Lord God, and a sound mind. I thank you, Father God, for creating in us a clean heart and a renewed spirit, Lord God. I thank you as we approach the end of this year and the beginning of the next year, that you just crown our year with the glory. Crown our year with wealth and prosperity. Crown our year with debt cancellation. And crown our year with the completion, Lord God, that you have brought forth in your master prophet, Lord God. Allow those who are sowing into this blessing, Lord God, to see your blessing and to not drag their feet, Lord God, but to run to the throne, Lord God, to chase after you, Lord God, and not the superficial things of life, but to chase after you, Lord God, to allow us to act and live and be like King David, and make you the goal and not our own things. And Lord God, we just thank you for the things that you've done in this season. And Father God, I thank you and I love you unconditionally because you first loved me. And thank you for forgiving us for our sins and forgiving us for all that we've done as we forgive those who've done things to us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, tonight. We thank you, Lord God, for this company of prophets coming on behalf of praying for the needs and the needs of the people. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for those even on the telephone conference, Lord God, that are listening, Lord God, that may have a need. We thank you, Lord God, for stirring up their heart with confidence, boldness. And we thank you, Lord God, for touching their need right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. But, Father, we're so praying, Lord God, for those that right now that even need a healing miracle, Lord God. We pray for those that may be sick in body. And we pray, Lord God, for healing in their mind, their body, and also in their soul, Lord God. And we pray, Lord God, that you just begin to leave you, Lord God, in spite of, Lord God, and know that Father, that you will do what's best according to your will. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for the master prophet, prophetess Deborah Jordan. We thank you, Lord God, for the prophets and prophetess, Lord God, and the company of prophets, Lord God. We thank you for the spirit of prophecy. We thank you, Lord God, for the spirit of teaching. We thank you, Lord God, for the spirit of preaching, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, for carrying us from one dimension to the other. We thank you, Lord God, for carrying us, Lord God, to new revelation, new knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the boldness, the confidence, Lord God, even through the storms of life, Heavenly Father. And we thank you, Lord God, for what great things that you're doing, even on this conference call, Lord God, in the name of Jesus and Father. And we thank you for this Christmas, this day, Lord God, closed out, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, for getting ready to go forth into the new year. We give you praise, honor, and glory. I love you, Lord. And Lord God, we pray that the hearts and the minds of people begin to love you more. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
And Father God, I just thank you for new life. I thank you for new daily mercies for everyone that's on this call. I thank you for peace and wisdom and clarity. I thank you for Archbishop Ibn R. Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan for being a yes to ministry. I thank you for poem and prophecology. I thank you for all the mothers in the church, Mother Jordan and Mother Marion and Mother Gladys and all the mothers worldwide. Continue to strengthen them. And I pray that and thank you in advance for the healing of everyone that's on the sick and shut-in list. And I thank you for the release of my son Paul Nesbitt, and I thank you for my daughter Olivia. May you continue giving her wisdom in this season, and I thank you for all your children worldwide, no matter what age they are. I just thank you for all of them, and I thank you for giving every child a hedge of protection in their comings and going, and I thank you for just exposing and the people that want to enslave every country and in every country. I thank you for the restoration for your people that was devastated in all the cities and countries. I thank you and love and honor who you are, Lord, because if it wasn't for you, where will I be? And I thank you for that. I thank you for all the bishops and apostles and pastors and teachers and evangelists who teach your people daily. I love your word. Your word is the foundation, Lord, and without it, what instruction will we really get? So I thank you for your Bible, the word, the Bible, your word in the Bible. And I thank you for all things, loving, honor, and praising you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Glory be to God, in so far we give you glory and praise. Decree and declare, my God, truly, my God, this is the day that you have made. And we will rejoice, Father, in the God of our salvation. We are thank you, Father, because we know that you give us beauty for ashes. The oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise, my God, for the spirit of heaviness. That we continue to be the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord. And in all things, my God, you will and shall be glorified. We give you glory today, Father, and honor and adoration. We submit to you and submit to, my God, even to the leadership of even Archbishop Ibn R. Jordan, Pastor and Prophet Deborah Jordan. We thank you for the spirit of willingness and obedience, Father, that will rest upon our life. Rest in our spirit, my God, because your word declares we are willing and obedient, my God. We will and shall enjoy the fat of the land. We thank you, Father, for leading us into a wealthy place by your Holy Spirit. As you guide us and you direct us, my God, you teach us. And, Father, you open our eyes of understanding. Father, you continue to breathe upon us in a very special way. The healing virtue, let it flow in the lives of us as your servants, because you delighted in the prosperity of your servants, Father. We decree, Lord, save now. We beseech you, Lord. Lord, we beseech you, send our prosperity. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, for setting the captives free and open the prison doors of the hearts of many, my God, that are in prison today. Father, you're releasing them. You're bringing them out, Father, because you came to set the captives free. In the name of Jesus, we give you thanks, my God, for relieving the oppressed, because you're the God of the oppressed people, Father. You're able to break every oppression and liberate, my God, through the anointing, my God, the yokes, my God, and the burdens, my God, lift off the shoulder and yoke destroyed from off the necks. We are thankful for the healing virtue even now in the lives of those who are reaching out. Even now we stand in faith and believing, my God, that your stripes, with your stripes, are already healed. In the name of Jesus, we decree healing. We send forth your word to bring restoration, to bring, my God, a turn around, my God. In the name of Jesus, 360 degrees turn around in Jesus' name. Father, whatever the end may be, you know your word declare that Lord, you know the thoughts you think towards us, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give us expected end. And we thank you for those who are discouraged. My God, we speak encourage to them to be strong and to be very courageous. Be not afraid, nor be dismayed, knowing that the Lord our God is with them, with the sabbatical. And we thank you for your promise, because we know you're a covenant keeper. And cover, Lord, every ship, every airline, every train, every tram, every bus. Father, that you continue to be our eternal refuge on each everlasting. And let your peace be established within hearts and minds, because you will keep it in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed upon you. And we thank you for the mind of Christ, Father. I made a mind to serve the Lord with gladness and not come before your presence with singing. And we give you glory, praise, and honor for joy that's unspeakable and full of glory. That your joy will continue to remain in us, so that our joy might be full. And we give you praise, honor, and glory for doing it even now. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Amen and amen.
Amen. With my whole heart I have sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord. Teach me thy statutes. With my lips I have declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts, and I have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Father God, I thank you again for coming into your presence. Father, I thank you for everyone that's on one accord, Lord. I thank you for the unity of this prayer line. Father, I thank you for our leadership, Archbishop, Master Prophet, even our Jordan, our leading lady, Pastor Prophet of Deborah Jordan. Father, I thank you for the Jordan legacy. I thank you for the legacy of every family on this line. Father, we know that no weapon formed against anyone that is in connection with everyone on this line shall ever prosper. Father, I thank you for keeping a hedge of protection around our men and women that serve in this country so diligently, whether it is from the Air Force, Navy, Marines, Army. Lord, keep their families at perfect peace. Father, I thank you for the healing angels that permeates on this line for every family member that's represented. Father, I thank you for the victory of our children and how they're moving forward in confidence to know that you are truly their source. You are truly our source. Father, I thank you for your timely blessings. I thank you for your mercy, and I thank you for your grace. Father, I thank you for traveling mercies, for Prophetess Barbara Tucker as she's traveling. I thank you for answered prayers. Father, I thank you for your love for each and every one. Father, you really have exampled unconditional love, and I thank God for having that ability to emulate that. Father, I thank you for poem. I thank you for prophecology. Father, I thank you for peace worldwide. Father, I thank you for covering the president and the cabinet. Lord, allow them to hear your voice in this season. I thank you for the breakthrough from the north, south, east, and west. I thank you for the good report of healing and strength to everyone on the prayer line and for all those that's on our prayer list. Father, you know all things, and you are in control of all things. And Lord, we submit unto your will, your way, and your law. For we know if we follow it, great as we are, great shall we be. Amen. Father, I thank you for this holiday. I thank you for the birth of your son. I thank you for your son that said yes unto all mankind. And I thank you for the demonstration that we all will lead as examples. I love you in life, Father. I thank you for covering all the children of the world, my grandchildren. And I thank you for family and marriages, Lord. And I thank you for my mate. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. And Father, we thank you that you are mighty to save and you are the hope of nations, God. And we thank you, Father God, for your word, God. We thank you, Father God, that your word has already gone forth, Lord. And we thank you, God, that your word will never return unto you void, God. We pray for this nation today, God, and we thank you for the shakeup, God. We thank you, Father God, that all will be well, God, that you will make the crooked places straight. And we thank you, Father God, that you will contend with those that contend with your people, God. And Father, we thank you, God, that you are already moving behind the scenes, God. But we ask, Father, for a word, God, in due season that will prepare us for the things to come, God. I thank you, Father God, for strategy. I thank you for the abilities, Father God, to speak a word, God, in season that the word will come to pass. Teach us to walk in faith and to never doubt your word, God. Teach us to walk in love, for it conquers all evil. Teach us, Father God, how to walk, Father God, in our call, Father God, and to walk, Father God, in the things that you have prepared and called us into, God. Now, we thank you, Father God, that you put, Father God, seasoned people around the president, Father God, that will give a word, Father God, of direction, Father, and that he may yield, God, to the word of God. We pray, Father God, that the things that are going on in secret, that you would show light, God, that you would put light to those things, God, in the hidden secrets, Father God, in the deceit and the deception, Father God, around the government, around the president, and around this nation, God. We thank you, Father God, as you're moving us forward into a new day and into new dimensions, that we will walk in our call and we will walk in authority, God. We will walk as sons of God, Lord. And we thank you, Father God, that we will adhere to your word, God. We thank you that your word, Father God, is a lamp unto our feet, God. And we thank you, God, that the word, Father God, is the sword of the Spirit, God. And we use the word, Father God, as our weapons of warfare, God, that we speak and we decree a thing and it shall be so, God. We thank you, Father God, that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world, God. We thank you, Father God, that the world was formed, God, through words, God, and that we begin to speak a word and to begin to form, God, new creations, new ideas, God. And Father God, we begin to speak, Father God, according to the word of God, line upon line, precept upon precept. We pray for new direction, Father God. We pray, Father God, that you move us, Father God, into the land of plenty, God, and that you move us into the promises of God, Lord. Father, we fear no evil, for thou art with us, God, and we thank you that the just shall live by faith. We thank you, Father God, that you've called us this evening, Father God, to begin to pray, God, and to begin to shift, Father, and begin to pray and begin to shift things around, God, and recreate, Father God, and reset, Father God, that which would have taken place, Lord. But we thank you that the prayers of the righteous, the effective prayers, availeth much, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you hear our prayers, God, and we thank you that you're answering our prayers, God. We thank you, Father God, that we're moving and living and having all your being this day, God. Now we ask, Father God, for the breakthrough. We ask for our just rewards. We ask for our inheritance tonight, God. And we pray, Father God, as we move, Father God, and live and have all your being, that Father God, we begin to command the fields, God, and begin to command, Father God, to earth, Father God, to begin to bring forth the fruit, God. You said that we should command the work of your hands and that we should come boldly to the throne, God. We come this evening, God, we come boldly expecting. We have a great expectation of who you are and what you are capable of, God. We thank you, Father God, Lord, that you sent us to set the captive free, God, and that the word of freedom and liberty is in our mouths, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you have sent us into the desolate places, Father God, into the dry lands, God. And we thank you that we speak to the dry bones this evening, Father God, and we command life, Father God, life, and that we shall live, Father God, and not die, but Father God, we shall live and declare the works of the Lord. We thank you, Father, that you are good and that you're merciful, God. And we thank you, Father God, that your word is true. We thank you that you are the Spirit of truth, Father God. And we never doubt your word, Father. We use your word and we utilize it, Father God, to move forward in the things that you have prepared for us, because Amen. Eyes have not seen. Amen.
Prophetess Regina. Prophetess Regina Turner.
God bless you. Amen. Father God, I want to thank and praise your name for this holy and righteous name, Lord God. I want to thank you for your word as a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I have sworn and confirmed that I will keep your righteous judgment, Psalms 119, 105, and 106. Thank you, Lord, that your word is a lamp, giving me specific truths and a light, providing general truths, both enable me to know more clearly the path you want me to walk. Father God, I want to thank you for each and every person that is represented here on tonight, Father God, that you are guiding our feet, oh dear God. You are lighting the path for us to walk, oh dear God, and to obey your word. I thank you in advance for the blessings that you have bestowed upon us. I thank you for those that are on the sick list, oh dear God, that are requesting prayer, oh dear God, that you will heal them in a mighty way, oh dear God. We thank you in advance for the healing virtue, oh Father God, because Lord God, you said by your stripes we are healed, and I'm a living testimony that you will heal and set the captives free, Lord God. I thank and I praise your holy and righteous name, Lord God, for blessing this day, oh dear God, blessing those families that came together and those that were not. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, in advance that you continue to bind us together on one accord, Lord God, that you continue to bring marriages that were broken together, Lord God, and that they will walk in the truth that you have set before them, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the hedge of protection around our children in this season, Lord God. We thank you for the governmental officials, oh dear God, that you will bless them, oh dear God. You will give them an ear to hear. You will give them an eye to see. You will give them a tongue to speak your word and your truths, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan, oh dear God, for opening up this door, this platform, oh dear God, that we will continue to come to your throne of grace so that we could cry out and spare not, Lord God, that we will continue to be humble to your grace and to your glory. We thank you, Lord God, for those that are listening in the background, Lord God. We thank you for Prophetess Barbara Tucker as she traveled to and from, oh dear God, that you will continue to bless her in a mighty way, oh dear God. And Lord God, we ask a special blessing for Prophetess Darlene, oh dear God, for standing as a yes, oh Father God, and those of us that continue to be humble to your word and to your will and stand and in the yes, Lord God. We thank you in advance. We thank you for the breaking of poverty, oh dear God, and the restoration that the canker worm has stolen from us. These many blessings we ask in your Son Jesus' name and for thy sake. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Father God, we give you our honor and praise for thanksgiving. God, we thank you because this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, for granting to us this new year that's coming forth, God, the faith to live the life of a Christian, of who you call and have us to be. God, we thank you, God, for your traveling mercies. We thank you, God, for your hedge of protection over us, our children, our loved ones, and all around us, oh God. And we thank you, God, for protecting us from accidents and free of harm to body and soul, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, for this day that you have made. We thank you, God, for the sick and shedding to continue to graciously comfort those that suffer sick affliction, oh God. And we thank you, God, for healing us from the top of our crown to the bottom of the soles of our feet, oh God. And we thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment is already condemned, because when you arise, dear Lord, the enemy scatters. In the name of the Father and of the Son and the blessed Holy Ghost, in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
Then the Lord your God will restore your fortunes and have compassion on you and gather you again from all the nations where he scattered you. By his power, God removes the powerful. Even if they have high positions, they cannot be sure of their lives. For the Lord God restores and repairs the breach and the desolate places. For no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue risen against us in judgment is already condemned. We thank you, Lord God, for our shame we shall have the double portion. We thank you, Lord, that you restore what the enemy has violently taken away. We thank you, Lord God, for our shame we have the double for the tears. We have the joy, the oil of joy for gladness. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, for the garment of praise, Hashika Murabasha, for the spirit of heaviness. Lord God, everyone that is grieving and sorrowful of heart, God, we decree and declare comfort and strength and assurance in the mighty name of Jesus. We bless our Archbishop and our Pastor, Prophetess Deborah Jordan. We cover them divine protection as they travel on the seas and visit the various islands, Lord God. Safety and protection, Lord, as they go to and fro. Blessings and favor be upon them. We bless the first family. We bless and speak protection, healing, unity, Lord God, blessing upon them in the name of Jesus. And everyone on this call, every family member, Lord God, everyone that's lifted up a prayer request, we decree healing, restoration, and repair. In the mighty name of Jesus, every home represented on this call is blessed by your blood. And we thank you that the blood of Jesus prevails even now, covering us from the top of our heads to the tip of our toes. We give you the glory and the honor and the praise, for your grace is sufficient for us. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the double portion. We thank you, Lord God, for the victory and the breakthrough. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Let us worship. Amen, amen, amen. I pray that you were blessed by that worship. And we're going to go right into our announcements. Amen and amen. Join Archbishop Ebenar Jordan Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. Let's join Archbishop. The teachings have been absolutely tremendous, and you don't want to miss the prophetic instructions that are being downloaded through our Archbishop. Amen. And New Year's Eve service, oil mixing service, December 31st, 10 p.m., RSVP at 888-831-0434. Amen. Prophecology. You must register at prophecology.com, amen, and provide your itinerary and other information that's required. Also, Pop Life Radio, every Monday through Friday, 12 noon, amen, join the company of prophets as they have prepared powerful teachings on each day, amen. 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, join Prophet Joshua as he pours out of his soul and ministers under the unction of the Holy Ghost. And text your donation. This is the season of giving. Amen. Share with the ministry and show your gratitude and appreciation for this platform that Pastor Deborah, with the blessing of our Archbishop, has prepared for us. Amen. Sow your seed at 646-762-0433. And then join us again for another Midnight Cry. Submit your prayer request at PastorDeborahJordan.com. Join us again for another Midnight Cry. Post the phone number on your Facebook page. Invite someone to these calls. Amen. Let's end the year with the spirit of evangelism and the spirit of giving, amen, the spirit of sharing and the burden for souls, amen. Have I missed anything, Company of Prophets?
No, you covered everything, Prophetess Darlene.
Amen, and I will be remiss if I don't acknowledge each of you who have stood with us on the lineup. I bless each of you in the name of the Lord. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your stand. Thank you for being a yes. We could not do this without your support. Amen. Let's continue to make Lady Deborah's heart glad and encourage Archbishop. Show love. Show honor. Amen. And watch the blessings of the Lord come upon you and overtake you. As you stand for others, God will stand for you. God bless you is my prayer. Have a blessed rest of the day.
God bless you. Love you to life.
Love you all.
God bless everyone. Love